Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional book, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship, we're beginning week three in that devotional journal. Each week it's a 13-week devotional book where each week is wrapped around a different aspect of how we can serve, how we ought to serve. And this week is a week focused on serving with strength and taking a look each day on how God wants us to serve with strength and what that looks like. And today's specific topic is serving with strength that is rewarded. And Senator, I wrote this book several years ago. I forget now exactly what order this one was in. But the text for today came out of 2 Chronicles. And as I prepared for this morning, I thought it was a timely text, the background of it specifically. 2 Chronicles 15, beginning at verse 4. And verse 4 is a verse that I think we really ought to hold on to all of our life. But in their distress, they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought Him. And He was found by them. And then it describes the culture of that day, the way things were. This kind of sounded vaguely familiar. In those days it was not safe to travel about, for all the inhabitants of the lands were in great turmoil. One nation was being crushed by another, and one city by another, because God was troubling them with every kind of distress. And here was God's instructions to His people in the midst of all of this. But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. As I think about strength which is rewarded, as I think about living with that strength, serving with that strength, we live in a time of great turmoil, a time where traveling from place to place is not as easy as it used to be. Many of us, I know my family and I know many people that are watching, have had travel plans over the past year put on hold or canceled or disrupted in some way or fashion. This great distress, this great turmoil within the land. And I believe God's instructions for us today would be the same as He gave to the people in the day that this passage was written. Seek the Lord, and He will be found. Continue to do good, to honor God, to trust in His strength, and find that your work is rewarded. You see, a strength that is rewarded is a strength that relies on God. So many times we think our strength has to come from ourselves. There are many who applaud those who look and act and are physically strong. And there are people that spend enormous amounts of time working on their physical strength. And Paul would write and say, that's not a bad thing, but there's a better thing: to work on your inner strength, your spiritual strength, your relationship with Jesus Christ. You see, in the midst of the turmoil, God says that the people called out to Him and He was found. And His response to the people calling out to Him was to live in His strength, knowing that the work done for Him, the work done in His strength, would be rewarded. there are so many times where serving people requires great strength. And sometimes it requires a great physical strength, but more often it requires a great emotional strength, a great strength of endurance, a great inner strength that cannot be measured by our physical tests. But it's that kind of strength that God says, a faithfulness to the end, a continual doing of what He desires, a continual living according to His Word that results in the reward of well done, good and faithful servant. Jesus teaches about the kingdom of heaven. He talks about the reward that is awaiting those who are faithful to the end, who continue to be faithful no matter what. Yes, it's important when a person comes to Christ, when they realize their need for their sins to be washed away. But just as important as that birth is, the life that is lived following that birth is also important. And so many times we work at getting people to realize their need to have their sins washed away. Their need to come to Christ, their need to walk in that first step. And then we move on to the next person and often forget to teach and to train and disciple. And then we wonder why so many fall away, why their life no longer reflects that decision they once made. You see, it's that strength of endurance, that strength of holding on, that strength of continually walking with Christ that is rewarded. I've said this before, one of my favorite characters in the Bible from as far back as my memory goes was the character of Enoch. A man we read very little about compared to so many others in Scripture. But a man who walked with God and one day was not because God took him. His walk with God here on earth simply one day continued into a walk with God in His kingdom. And in reality, that's what Jesus promises as we live life in Him. That our walk with Him on this earth simply continues when our body quits. When this tent, this tabernacle that we live life in no longer functions. It's that strength of endurance that's rewarded when we walk with Christ every day. In this time of turmoil, a turmoil across our land, and many would call out, and even in the days of Israel, the Bible says many would call out, "Who can save us?" And their solution often was to look for a person, look for a champion, a warrior, someone other than God, who might be strong enough to save them. And it was always a battle. It was always turmoil until the people would realize that none of their choices would work except the choice of calling out to God, of living by His strength, of being filled with His power, of being obedient to Him. It's fascinating as you look at the story of the kings of Israel and specifically those first two. We often think of Saul as the people's choice. But he was God's choice as well. He was the one that God first had anointed as king. but he chose not to walk in God's strength. And then you have David, who God chose to succeed Saul after Saul rejected God's way of doing things. And it wasn't an immediate succession. It was a long process. God continued to work through Saul as much as Saul would allow it. But when David became king, you found one who did not live perfectly, but who continually sought after God. And even in his sin and even in his failures, he turned to God. When Saul would sin and fail, he would make excuses. He would do what we like to do as humans, justify ourselves. And God's desire is we would live with the strength of David, the strength that comes from repentance. The strength which comes from submitting to God. The strength that only he can fill us with. The strength which is rewarded as we live that way each day that God gives us life. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to consider what strength you are attempting to live by. As you look at the turmoil that our country is in, that the world is in, as you question what can solve it, know that there is a strength which is rewarded. And there is a way of doing things that is good and right. And as you pray, ask God to help you live by his strength rather than the world's strength. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You've called us to yourself and you've created a way for us to be right with you through Jesus Christ. Father, as we consider this text that I've looked at today and the turmoil that the world was in at the time it was written, and your instructions to live by a strength that will be rewarded, a strength of faith that receives an eternal reward. And Father, as we consider the turmoil that surrounds us, may we call out to you. May we continually seek you, knowing that you desire to be found. And Father, as we find you, may we draw strength from that relationship that we have. Father, even as we spend time strengthening our minds, strengthening our bodies, strengthening what we can do, may we recognize a greater strength in living in obedience to you. A strength that is not only greater, but a strength that is rewarded with those great words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Father, may we live with that strength of endurance that helps us to continue to serve. Continue to serve in a way that represents Jesus. Continue to serve when it's difficult and when it's not pleasant. Father, as I pray, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that we would teach them about a strength that supersedes and exceeds and overcomes, a strength that is found in Christ. Father, in the turmoil that they face, that they live with, may we help them know the value of calling out to you, to finding strength in your presence, that your Spirit fills us in a way that shines the light of Jesus wherever we go. Father, as we live with strength, may we serve with strength. The strength of humility that can lower ourselves in order to serve everyone. The strength that doesn't have to promote ourselves or lift ourselves, but the strength that lifts others. Father, as we live with the strength that we see in Jesus, may we learn from His examples of serving, of loving, of forgiving, of teaching, of training, of helping, of sacrificing. Father, may we reject all of the false definitions of strength that the world wants us to believe. And as we find our strength in You, may we find our definition of strength in You. And may we look for opportunities to serve. May we draw on the strength of Your Spirit within us to serve when it's difficult, to serve in the midst of turmoil. To serve even those that reject us. Father, as we learn from Jesus, may we apply His example and teaching into our own life. And we recognize, even as we experience the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, as we experience Your presence with us, may we constantly keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, knowing there's a greater reward coming. Father, may the strength that we serve in help us to lift up Jesus in every way possible, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.